Welcome to another segment of the Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. If you're new to Ride University, we're here from Morgan State University, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. We call it EDAC for short. You can see the mission there. If you're looking to get in touch with me, my address is there. Website and email is there as well. So Ride University, returning citizens inspired to develop entrepreneurial ventures, is powered by Morgan State and the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center, and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So as you know, every time I come on here, provide you with some resources to help you along your journey of entrepreneurship. So today we're talking about in association. I'll get to that just a little later. But we also have a quote too, and this is from Carmelo Anthony. I believe that you should put the right people around you. People that will not let anything go wrong. And that's true about business as well. So we're talking about expanding your reach beyond yourself. Are there organizations, associations that you could become a part of to help you along your entrepreneurial journey? These associations can help you with finding customers. Customers sometimes lead to revenue, and that's what we're in business for. That's one of the reasons, is to get access to some revenue. You may find a board member or an advisory board member, a mentor. Another way to do business, what's happening in your industry. So these type of associations can help you do just that. So I'm going to list some of them out for you. As you can see, here are some of them. So industries. So whatever industry you're in, there is some type of association. So I'm just going to go to, let me stop presenting. And I'm going to actually go to one of, there we go. Let's go to this website. So you can see how that is done. And when you go to the website, there is, I don't like that format. So let's do it this way. Oh, shucks. All right, let me just cut and paste. This, as you can see, this is real. We're doing this in real time. So let me just copy that. And we'll just go here. So you can see, so whatever industry you're in, so one of the industries I'm in is the clothing industry. So there are a ton of, well, 15 professional or associations tied to clothing. And you could click on any one. And a good association will have, of course, membership. They'll have a way for you to connect to other members. They'll have some trends that are happening in the industry, some type of industry report, and then additional resources and an event that you can go to really help you along the way. So you can click on the website that I just clicked on, or you could just type in your industry and put association. So clothing industry association. And in some type of search engine, so we'll just use Google for now, and we could say clothing industry association, and you get to see what pops up. So a couple of it's 106 billion, but you don't want to go through all those. You may maybe the first top 10 to see what resonates with you. Got it? Good. All right, let's go back to the presentation. You can also join a chamber of commerce in your local town, you know, whether it's in your county, your city, or local, kind of mix them up right here. So we have a local chamber, you have a state chamber. I would go to one meeting to see what they're talking about and how that will benefit your business. On a local level, you get to meet the individuals that are local to you. And of course, on a state level, it's broader. You'll get to meet more individuals. And then you may want to customize an association or go to an association that is more customized, like a minority chamber of commerce, meetups. You've heard about meetups before. There's a meetup for any type of industry, any type of subject matter, any type of talent, interest out there. So you could just click on meetup.com to learn more about that. And then BNI, Business Network International, is a referral type of business. So you meet on a weekly basis, and you and a number of other individuals come to the table with resources. It's really referrals. So everybody's coming with a referral, and they particularly keep it to one person per industry. So if you are an accountant, if you are an insurance agent, if you are a clothing person, they keep it to just that one person. Or you can create your own industry association. So maybe just something small that you want to network with a group of clothing manufacturers, or if you are a restaurateur, you want just to connect with individuals within your city, you can do that as well. The point is, how do you get beyond yourself? How do you expand your reach where it's just not you doing the sales, doing the research on the industry, the trends that are coming out, government regulations? So you want to make sure you have those associations that you have in mind so that you can go out there and do business. So before you do that, here's a checklist. So think about three goals you want to achieve. You know, I just kind of mentioned some of them. You know, I want access to some new customers. I want access to customers in the federal government space. I'm looking for a mentor. So write those down before you join, participate in one of those associations. And then time. What time do you have to do this? I mean, if you're out there, if you're making a product or if you're doing a service, then you got to come back, go out there, do some marketing, then come back, do the work, then build the person, and then repeat that process over. So think about what time you will associate with before you go out there. And if you do have a team in place, who's going to handle the ship while you're gone? And then the financial resources. So there's a membership fee to most of these associations. And if there's a conference, there's going to be a conference fee. You got to get to the place where it is. So that includes flight, lodging, transportation, meals, and any other thing, marketing that you could think of. So kind of put together a budget for the whole year. On which, first of all, determine which association you're going to join, and then put together the budget for that. And then, is it working? You know, how do you know if, okay, I joined the National Association of Clothing Manufacturers, and I spent $2,000, and you have to figure out, okay, if I spent $2,000, what was my return? Did I receive new clients to really cover the 2,000? Did I make more than 2,000? Did I find a mentor? Did I find a strategic partner in that association? So you really want to figure out, all right, now that I've finished this event, how do I measure that as well? So hopefully that was helpful for you. As you know, we have a number of resources available to those individuals who were formerly incarcerated and are now looking for entrepreneurship. We have a meetup of our own. We have an entrepreneurial boot camp. We have an advisory board type of program that we work with 10 entrepreneurs. If you're looking for one-on-one business counseling, we have that for you as well. We also have an annual event and a specialized training around the rehab business. So hopefully all of that was good for you. And as we move forward, if you're looking to reach out to me, you can always email me at omar@edacmorgan.com. And if you're on Instagram, just head on over and type in Ride Small Biz. And to see past episodes of the Ride University, it's on our website, edacmorgan.com. So until next time, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Lap Production.